What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Reviews Podcast. My name is Chris.
My name is Mike.
And you on the Reviews Podcast, Dobrik's podcast, where he talks with Jason about what they've done throughout the week, topics about the things they do in their vlog, and what we do is talk about what topics they talk about and kind of review them as well. So, what are the type of things we're going to talk about, Mike?
We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. They just got back from Chicago for St. Patrick's Day. David talks about his bougie lifestyle of flying first class.
That was a good story. I like that one.
That was good. They talk about David's obsession with having balls put on his face.
Such a weird story. I can't wait to get to that.
We clearly have different experiences. They piss off the designer of the new Tesla Model Y.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
that's pretty funny. And talk about Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. And how he thinks it's odd that they're normal people, like famous people are normal people. I guess that's it. Let's not give away too many of the topics. I mean, that's pretty good. So let's roll the intro. All right. So, David and Jason just got back from Chicago for St. Patrick's Day. I don't know how it is everywhere else, but I'm assuming St. Patrick's Day is really huge on the mainland because I'm from Hawaii, and so it's like not the same. It's like there's little pockets of big parties, but it's not really a big thing, I guess. So it sounds like they like did a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, Chicago had to be crazy for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And Sunday, that means people partied the whole weekend.
Yeah.
But David says that they went to Chicago, they're well rested, but they didn't consume any drugs or alcohol at all. I thought that was funny. And Jason's like, we didn't. drugs or alcohol. But yeah, that was, but David said he just wanted to say that, so he sounded cool. It worked.
All right.
So at some point, David cuts off Jason, but he does this one on purpose,
right?
When he was asking him like how he was doing, and Jason says that David cuts him off so much now that David himself doesn't even notice anymore. And then David starts telling the story about how Joe was talking to him, explaining this whole thing, and he was just spacing out. What was he thinking about? I don't remember, but
remember, but he basically saying that during like normal conversation, David cuts him off and doesn't know that he's doing it. And Jason said he's kind of like numb to it, I guess.
Yeah. And that Jason says he it comes in handy or whatever when they're talking about financial matters, because David's not listening. He's taking his money.
His example was like, hey, can I take $30,000, you know, for this thing? And I think they were saying like they were making fun of David not paying attention, saying like his response was, is it Yanny or whatever the fucking thing was?
Oh, Laurel or Yanny.
Yeah, Laurel or Yanny.
And then Davis was like, exactly. But David talks about them leaving Chicago, and they had a rental car from Budget, and they were running late for their flight, so they're trying to find the rental place. And I guess whatever rental place they went to was not the right place, so they couldn't return it there. So then David just tells Natalie, like, basically, you can miss your flight. You just get a flight, whatever. Go take this car back, and then I'll go catch my flight. So while they're in there, because he said he has to be in LA at a certain time for interviews or whatever, mm-hmm. but she can do her job from wherever, so it doesn't matter if she misses her flight. So he's in the airport and he sees a couple of fans come up to get their picture taken with them, a couple of girls. So after they take their pic, he says, hey, could you guys do me a favor? We have this rental car. Could you get it back for us? And they said, yeah. So he calls Natalie and tells her to bring the car back. And the girls took the car.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. When he said that story, I was just like, how are you going to trust that these people will bring it back? Because I don't even know. I don't know what the penalty is to not return a car. You know what I mean? Like, what well, is
they'll
it?
Come, they'll come get it.
I understand they will, because it's, I mean, it's an asset that continues to make money. And so why wouldn't they? But like, what happens to you as the customer?
Well, I think in his mind, he's got, $30,000 probably doesn't mean anything to him. So that would be probably the most he would have to pay.
Yeah. For like,
because he literally told the girls, they said, what do you want us to do with it? Take it back to the rental place or take it home? Do whatever you want with it. So he didn't seem to care.
Yeah, he really didn't care.
So Jason was like, yeah, he's going to give it to him. Hey, Dad, I got you a car. Well, that's crazy that he would think to ask them to go do that for him.
Right.
Of course they're going to do it. Oh, I mean, I can just take David's car. They probably snipped the seats and shit.
Right. Took some pictures with it. But I did hear, I heard of a comedian doing something similar where he like just parked the car. And mm-hmm. went and took his flight. He like parked the car where he has to get dropped off, and then mm-hmm. he called them. He called the budget or whatever the rental company was, and was like, "Hey, I'm running late for my flight, so I just parked the car where I needed to get dropped off. So you guys need to come get it." And they're like, "No, you can't do that." And he's like, "Well, I already did, so." I forgot who said that. It was such a funny piece.
That would be funny. I have a good rental car story. So I was I got a rental car.
Mm-hmm.
I got a rental car because somebody crashed my car. Somebody stole it and crashed it.
Damn.
And so
was it that old one that I know about?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So it was actually a friend of mine's friend's mother.
Wow.
That took the car. So anyway, I got a call from the police department. I'll tell you the whole story later, but I got a call from the police department while I was at my parents' house. Somehow they had my parents' number and I was visiting there. Mm. And they're like, they thought I was in a hit, that I crashed the car and ran away. So I got this rental car and I had it for a while, for like 2 weeks. So it had been so sunny, like every day that I was there. And it was convertible. So I was staying at my buddy's house, and we got back to his house, and it was all open. And that night it thunderstormed.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, bad, like bad thunderstorm. So bad. When I get in the car, like when I finally wake up, I'm realized, oh shit, it's raining out there. I go to the car. Everything's obviously soaking wet. Whenever I stopped at a stop sign or stoplight or whatever, you could just hear the water just gushing to the when I took off or when I stopped.
Oh, shit.
The radio was making these loud noises, like popping and cracking noises, like super loud. Like it was embarrassing to be driving because everyone, it was so loud. Everybody could hear it and nothing worked. And I was like, ah, shit. So we tried to drive it around a lot to dry it out or whatever. And I had to leave. So I told my friend to keep it until it feels like it's dry and then take it back. So at some point he took it back. I never heard a word.
What the fuck?
Yep. Never heard a word. I was like, I am so fucked.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
It was a Mustang. I picked the nicest thing they had.
Oh, and yeah, shit.
I fucked that car up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Just since we're on the topic of rental cars, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but this is some knowledge for people who listen. But when we rented a car in Iceland, you know how like they always take a deposit? Mm-hmm. Did I tell you this? How much they took?
I don't think so.
So in Iceland... the deposit we had to put down was $2,500.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah, I'm not surprised though.
Yeah.
Especially for a foreigner.
Yeah, like yeah.
We're more welcoming to foreigners than almost any other country is. Like, the
oh, really?
Other country, they don't necessarily dislike you, but they don't trust you. That's why you're paying $2,500. Do you think someone that lives there is putting $2,500?
Probably not.
No way. They expect Americans to fuck shit up. And when they come here, nobody does that. Ooh, you're from Iceland? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's crazy, too. So, like, you pay up front the $2,500, and then when you return it, you don't get the $2,500 back until after 30 days.
So they can make sure.
Yeah. Like they hold your $2,500. That's just crazy. Like that's if you don't have $2,500 to like just have hold, you know, held from some other company, that's you're pretty much screwed. But yeah. Okay.
And it probably sucked to just not have the $2,500 the whole time.
I mean, yeah. It's on a credit card. So as long as your credit card's like way over $2,500, like who cares? But
right.
Yeah. I mean, for some people that's like a lot, you know. Like, you can't just have $25 missing out of your credit card because maybe that's part of your budget.
Maybe you did tell me the story, and I was thinking of Laurel or Yanny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Jason talks about flying economy when he flew to Chicago. So, I guess David flew first class, and Jason flew economy because he's trying to save some money because, I guess, last year he flew first class all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't get flying first class in the U.S.
Oh, like these short trips?
Yeah, I don't.
What's your time limit to do, that you think it would be worth it? Like 8 hours, 6 hours?
I mean, I've flown business class. I don't think I've even ever flown first class.
Well, some don't have first class, and it's just called business class. So it really depends.
Okay. Yeah. So So out of the country. I mean, business class is amazing, you know, because you're flying for like 12 hours or, you know, so I don't know. But I couldn't see the cost of like the cost goes from you could be buying an economy ticket and it could cost like, I don't know, $400 or $500 round trip. You switch that shit to first class and it's all of a sudden like $5,000.
Right. It's ridiculous. It's for people who are completely rich or charging it to a business account. Right. Like,
oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then with miles and shit, I think that's the. I don't think I think I might have paid once for an upgrade, but other than that, I just use miles.
Yeah, actually, so I was told this, and I sort of believe them, but I wonder what you think. So I just joined Delta, and I have silver status.
Mm-hmm.
And once I hit silver status, my very next flight was upgraded to first class. And it was crazy because there was a list. I was on a list, but somehow I got first class, even though there was a few names on there. Now, there's two possibilities. I was lucky and there were enough seats for the amount of people who were silver. And there was no one above me in terms of the tiers of like gold or platinum or whatever. Or a coworker or a colleague or a friend said that when you hit your first status, they make sure you get on first class so you're teased and you know what it's like so that you may purchase it in the future.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like an algorithm. Like the moment you get it, they kind of boost you to get into first class on your first tier so you know what the experience is like.
So that you'll buy first class in the future.
Yeah.
Interesting. That makes sense. So
yeah.
I guess Jason flies his flew his kids first class. Oh, which is kind of cool. I can see
that's crazy. That's still crazy, and you fucking know it, especially if you have more than one kid.
Yeah, but David says flying first class is like Disneyland. But he said he's only scared about economy. He said about sitting in the middle seat.
Yeah,
it should be illegal to have to sit in the middle seat. but it's crazy that he said he doesn't fly economy. But he said if I could just sit in an aisle or a window, when I'm sitting at an aisle or a window. I could sit in economy all day.
Right.
If I could do that. Well, if you can buy first class tickets, you can guarantee yourself an aisle or a window.
Yeah,
seat.
I didn't understand what he meant because you usually choose your seat, especially if you're getting it from one of the major brands, right? The companies. Yeah.
If you're flying Southwest, okay, you might get stuck in a middle
seat.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, so that's weird. So do you remember the part about him talking about taking testosterone? So natural testosterone.
I remember, I remember him saying something about it, but I didn't really hear what was going on.
Yeah. So when he said, he said because he goes to the gym and he doesn't see any progress. And he's remember when he was younger,
yeah,
you know, he'd get progress, but now he sees nothing. So somebody talked to him about that. But in the middle of that, David told his dad, his own dad, that that Jason's been going to a trainer. And his dad said, "Are you sure?"
That's fucked
That's
up.
Crazy. Yeah, I would say that too. Like we talked about before.
Yeah.
You'd be going for 6 months. I mean, you should not look like that anymore.
Yeah.
Like if you're, especially if you're going multiple times a week for 6 months.
Yeah, definitely.
That's nuts. But Jason asked the people that were talking him into it if taking that testosterone shrinks your balls. And they said yes. And so he was like, ugh. And then he was like, oh, well, no, I could, because they've talked about how big Jason's balls are.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that's cool. I'm good with that. But David says that Jason's balls are very scary. So then they were just asking about, like, when did you see my balls? And he gave a couple of examples. But they talk about at one point David didn't have enough stuff for his blog.
Yeah.
And so Jason put his balls on Todd's face for the vlog. Did you see that?
I did not.
Okay, I didn't either. But then David says this idea, he likes the idea of putting it, the idea of him putting his balls on Todd's face because it's relatable to people.
Yeah,
apparently.
Right.
Apparently, right. Some people can relate to this. So he says, because people have put balls on his face a lot.
Right.
I have never made that statement. I've never even made the statement of somebody putting their balls on my face once.
I know, exactly. I was like, what? What the fuck is he talking about?
So people put balls on his face a lot, saying a good sleeper over has to have balls. I've had plenty of sleepovers and there were no balls involved.
Right. But the next thing he talks about is just crazy. He said, I can't even say this because it's so fucking odd. He said that during his sleepovers, jerking off was a big thing. Like, and he explains in detail going one by one to the bathroom after looking at Pornhub, where they would choose a favorite video and then share it amongst each other and then go do their thing in the bathroom one by one.
You know, these stories sound like where somebody thinks that something's normal and it's not normal. Like remember when Jason was talking about having a tail?
Yeah.
And then he made that quick joke that, oh, no one else has a tail.
Yeah, right.
These stories are just like that. Like they're not, I don't get it.
You don't know if they're real, but they sound just so bizarre.
You know, I could get people going one by one to the bathroom after watching Pornhub. But anyway, David goes on to say that in middle school, early high school, everybody was kind of into sex and sexual stuff. But David didn't care about it because he didn't realize sex was something he could do. So just they could do it, but he couldn't do it. I don't get it. But yeah, that's crazy. I wonder what all these people are doing now.
Yeah.
The people that can say a good sleepover has to have balls.
Yeah, that's such a weird thing. I've never those things never came up in any sleepover. Like, what the fuck? The only time that has ever happened was like a huge senior party, and like the person that passed out, someone did that to somebody. Like it was one person, and it was because people were fucking drunk, and they were just doing it to like prank somebody.
Yeah, I can see some of that shit like in that situation, and then probably also like in the military.
Yeah, not like a natural thing to do at a sleepover. Oh, fucking stupid. Yeah.
So then they have an ad about Robinhood,
and
where they give you one free stock. What does that mean?
you just get one stock. That's it.
You just get one share of the stock.
Yeah.
Of your choice. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if they give you a big stock, that's a big deal. But they won't. They're gonna give you a decent company because it's a promotion that's always on the app. It's not gonna like make you rich. But Usually we hate on everybody or on all their ads, but Robinhood's dope.
Robinhood's dope.
Yeah.
So Tesla?
Yeah, Tesla. This is amazing. So I've been talking to my wife about like, hey, should we get a Tesla? Because I think I just think the car is cool. Even though it's like a plain type of car, the operating system is amazing. Elon Musk, I think, is such a cool guy, and the way he thinks and operates, I think that's super cool. And so after hearing Jason and David talk about what they found out, I was super surprised. So I think David and Jason went to the reveal of the new Model Y. And then David goes and talks about, I didn't know this, but now that they have Model Y, they have also the Model S that has been out, the Model 3, and then the Model X that has been out for a while. And he said that Elon Musk was actually just trying to make the word sexy. And when he said that, I was like, that's fucking cool. To be a CEO and you're just like doing like these like hidden Easter eggs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. But, this is crazy. So at this event, Elon Musk was there. He was on a big screen. They had just a huge screen, and they show the new car, the Model Y car. And David is talking, I guess, out loud to someone next to him. I think, was it Jason? It was Jason, right? And then, and he was like, I hope that's not the car because it's fucking hideous. And then 20 seconds later, a lady with a Tesla shirt on, they see her. I guess they see her. She's kind of like standing there, and she has a Tesla shirt on. And he asked her if she's seen the new car, and she says that she was the one that designed it. And she basically, I think from what their description was, she was standing in front of them or near them when David was making fun of the car, right?
Yeah. So she heard it. She heard everything. So they said the car was fucking hideous. And then she's the one that designed it.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, that sucks so bad.
I would feel so shitty.
How? And then I guess Jason just made a joke. How are the cup holders? I've heard that joke before. And she didn't like the joke. How are the cup holders? I do like that because that's so, like, I like that joke. But anyway. So David got to shoot with Kylie Jenner.
I saw the vlog. Yeah, that was cool.
And they were again surprised of how nice she was. So they were going. David and her were going to a restaurant, and everybody looked at him that was in the restaurant. Everybody was staring. So they left the restaurant and went to another restaurant where nobody bothered them. And David was just kind of making a point that it's because she's so famous. It's interesting to finally be respected where people won't come in his space or whatever.
Yeah, because she's like a different tier of famous.
Yeah.
She's so like a high end.
With him. And again, on that one, the idea of social media is, and the reason he's a big star is it's propelled by your interaction with fans. Right. It's like, it's very different when you see someone on TV, you're not relating to them, but you are relating in social media because you can talk to them.
Right.
And same thing with people, even for celebrities that interact a lot on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. It kind of gives you an extra connection. Like the moment they like one of your tweets or something, you know, you're fucking going crazy. So that's, of course, that's why people feel like they could just run up to you. But this is, David starts to talk about that the other day he went on a run. And as he was jogging, a girl came up to him and asked him for a pic. And he said, not in front of his house, because he says he doesn't take pictures in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that's I think that's a good policy. That's the only way to keep it from happening.
Right.
So I think he understands that. But he says then the girl's mom yells out the window, say, get in the car. We'll just follow him.
That's so bold.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But people coming up to his place to try to find him.
That's crazy. And he explained like people would be like knocking on his door in the middle of the night. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like I mean, even if I I knew where someone like, let's say Eminem, I'm a huge fan of him. It's never crossed my mind to go and like find his house.
If you knew where his house was and it was convenient where you were, I think you would go drive by it.
I would drive by. I would never knock. Same thing with Casey Neistat. I went to New York twice and I went by it. I stood across the street for maybe like 15, 20 minutes just to see if he would, you know, come out of his office, but that's it.
Yeah, I waited like overnight, but that was it. Once the sun came up, I was out of there. But Jason was on a flight to see his ex in Hawaii. So she was filming a film for ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a long time ago when his kids were really young. Yeah. And so she was there for 3 weeks. So she wanted to see her kids. So she told Jason to bring the kids. So David kind of interrupts and says, wait, who paid for the tickets? And then Jason said he paid for the tickets.
He said they both paid for the tickets.
They both paid for the tickets. Yeah, well, because, yeah, they were. And he said, is that how it works when you're married? Is that...
it's like one bank account, one credit card.
Yeah. And then David's just like shocked. He says, get the fuck out of here. he says, I'm just going to marry rich now. So I can just use anybody's money? It's so funny because that's such a unique angle.
Yeah.
That's so interesting that your money combines.
I don't think he realizes it. I just had to go through this. And you don't have to do that, but typically people do that. So I wish Jason would have said, well, you can still separate your money, but in the law, your money is combined. You know what I mean? According to the law, like you can still have separate bank accounts and all that stuff, but it just depends on how you want to manage your money.
Yeah, it's a touchy situation.
Yeah.
So Jason says at this time when he was going to take the trip to Hawaii, he wasn't in a happy place with his place in life.
and David goes, "What do you mean, like yesterday?" I thought that was super funny.
There were several Joe cackles throughout this whole
yeah, there was tons, yeah.
This whole thing. But
And so, you always hear Joe in the background.
Yeah. So David now, because Jason says the movie that she was working on, or the show she was working on, was about a submarine. So then David's like, I want to know what show your ex was on. He's like, he can't remember. And then David was so focused as Jason started talking about other things. He was like, what show was it? And so then Jason started thinking about it.
Right.
And then he came up with it. He's like, oh, it was Last Resort. And then David, even before this, was talking about how he's only really watched one season of something. And then this was like one of his three or four favorite shows. Never even heard of this show.
Me neither.
Okay. So David said he watched the entire season and he loved it. I think that's fucking crazy.
It is.
That he happened to love. Like, that's awesome. Like, he happened to love the one show that nobody else knew about, because that's why it only lasted one season. And now I'm kind of curious. I would watch a little bit of it just to see if it's something I would like.
Right.
Maybe they just didn't
advertise. What made this story so interesting to me was that, like, if this girl is making shows in Hawaii and that, like, it was a pretty decent show according to David, but now she's working on a show on CBS called SWAT. Damn, this lady must be making fucking bank. And that sucks for Jason, because she sounds like she's doing good for herself.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I mean, she's definitely, you can definitely hear the independence.
Yeah.
Now you understand the independence, like what we talked about last week, where he was like, hey, can
you want to come over?
You want to come with us to get ice cream? She's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy.
So, yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened. But so Jason continues to talk about this flight. And he says it was tough because his kids were 6 years old and 3 years old
mm-hmm.
at the time. So that's a tough time because you got to, like, keep them quiet and keep them busy. So he was giving them cereal and giving them crayons and stuff like that to just keep them busy. And that's a tough job, because as a parent, you're just constantly thinking about, like, the other passengers.
Yeah, not trying to annoy them with your kids making screaming or talking or yelling.
Yeah. And it's, you know, because no matter what, even though you understand that they're kids, it's still annoying. It's not like you're going to sit next to a screaming baby and be like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to tolerate it and put up with it because, you know, it's not the baby's fault.
Right.
Depending on how old they are.
Right.
You know, there's obviously some bad kids that their parents just don't control them. I hear one's coming soon.
I was waiting for it. I was like, he's going to make a joke about me.
So
your element of surprise is not good.
Oh no, that was so Jason says this woman, so I guess he's sitting next to another. How are four people sitting next to each other? They must be
They're in the middle. Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lady sitting next to him and his kids. And this girl's friend is up somewhere in the front of the plane. And so the girl in the front comes back and says, I'm going to leave my kid here since there's kids here. And she's going to come sit up in front with me. And Jason, I was surprised at his assertiveness, but because that was her seat, there's nothing he could do about it.
Right.
Which is pretty shitty on the mother's part. I mean, I get it as the story goes on a little bit. So I'm kind of 50-50. But so Jason says, he doesn't want to take care of another kid. He's already got two kids. But the woman just says, oh, don't worry about it. He'll be fine.
That's fucking weird.
And then he sees the girl up front, the girl's having drinks and laughing and having a good time. And, laughing and having a good time. Okay, so we'll talk about that. So, but Jason said he was like steaming mad because it was like 4 or 5 hours on the plane. And now he's taking care of three kids. Like he was basically treating him like his own kid,
right.
You know, so he had to keep this kid entertained and happy and whatever. And so he was fucking pissed the whole time. And I would have been too.
Hell yeah.
I would have been fucking pissed. Unless, you know, I'm guessing the kids got along or whatever. I don't know. But still, somebody putting that on you is pretty messed up.
Right.
That's pretty messed up. And yeah, I don't know if it's bad on the mom's part, just on the side of that, okay, this guy has kids, so he's safe, but you still put your kid with a stranger.
Yeah. And then you're having drinks.
Right. So at the end of the flight, the lady thanked him for taking care of her son and said that his dad had died 3 days ago. So then Jason felt really bad for feeling the way that he did. And so he was,
right.
In hindsight, like it was good that he wasn't a dick because it turned out to be a good thing. And that's Jason. That's just Jason's heart there.
Right.
But still, it was wrong on her part. And now I'm suspicious that his dad. So they said that the kid didn't really notice, probably was too young to even know what it meant that his dad was dead.
Right.
But then the ladies up front laughing and drinking and having a good time. I wonder.
That's not the type of behavior you would have 3 days into it.
Yeah, your husband just died 3 days ago.
She must have killed him. She must have killed him. They're celebrating it.
We're going to see this shit on 2020 or something.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think 3 days into it, you're going to be having drinks and trying to swap out your son with your friend or sister or whatever.
Yeah, I wish we knew where she was going. Like where were they headed? Oh, we're on our way to Hawaii.
Yeah.
we ran into some extra money recently. So, then they have a ZipRecruiter ad.
Yeah, fuck ZipRecruiter. Just use Indeed or Monster. It's way better.
ZipRecruiter. And now our favorite part of the show, Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast.
Although favorite part, this one was kind of crappy.
But he's always so smooth and so charming. Like
he is. He is. And you know, it's crazy because even though he, like in this one, for this episode, he's like, I don't have anything prepared. It's still exciting to hear him say that he doesn't have anything prepared. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the way he goes about it, like he has like, he thinks kind of on the fly of nothing real significant, but something just to pass the time. So he says, welcome to Joe's Teen and Me podcast. He said, I'm sitting with lovely gents, and beautiful eyes on both of them. And I don't have anything planned, unfortunately.
And then Jason gets mad and is like, hey, but you told me it was going to be your best weenie yet.
And then Joe says, I hype things up. But he brought
he
called it an emo egg.
Yeah, emo egg. Yeah. And so it was like a sad egg, and he was going to make them breakfast.
So you guys can join me for brunch after the show. But the other thing I thought was cool is like when Jason said, you told me this was going to be your best weenie yet. And David was like, yeah, I heard him tell you that. He even asked if he could get moved up earlier into the show. But I think it's so funny. Like, you until then, you think everything Joe is doing is in character. When this is not, he wasn't even on the podcast at that point, and he's like, "Oh, this one's going to be really good. I need to be moved up earlier in the show."
Yeah,
and he's just bullshit. Just normal. I like that. So Jason said there was a comment on, you know, because they're recording the comments. I'm gonna have to go look the podcast now. They're taking video of it. And then what Jason said, one of the comments says, Jason looks at David like he's either in love with him or wants to murder him.
Right.
And I can see that. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Because Jason always looks like, and I feel like that's how Jason is with anybody. Mm-hmm. Jason looks at David like he's enjoying or appreciating every word that he's saying. He just seems like that kind of person.
Right.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then David said that he saw one comment that says, I can see now how decrepit Jason is. He said something like, I've always heard about it, but now I can see it in real life. I know it's true that he doesn't look good.
What is decrepit? What?
Like people say old and decrepit. So like just, I guess like, I don't know, like nasty.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, that sucks. That's a mean comment. But because David's saying, well, David's still saying the truth, but just as a joke. But yeah, still, that's still mean to say.
Uh-huh.
While David was in Chicago, we're going to Chicago, we're coming back or whatever, he ran into a girl at the airport with his merch on.
Oh, yeah.
Took a
picture
with him. Yeah. And then he went into a store just after that, and there was another girl wearing his merch. And he says it's the best feeling to see somebody wearing his merch because
that's got to be so crazy to like, to have that and like to create something physical and then see someone who has purchased it and is wearing it. Like buying something of yours is cool, but like wearing it is another level.
Yeah, because remember, like, and so I understand exactly what he's saying, because remember when Ice Poseidon ran into a guy who was wearing his shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So when the guy was wearing his shirt, he was like, oh, cool, you're wearing my merch. That's so awesome that you would just wear it out like that. He's like, well, I don't usually wear it. I just put it off because I was coming to see you.
Yeah.
So he just owned up to like, I don't want the damn Ice Poseidon on my shirt. And so then I started defending it like, well, but nobody's going to know what an Ice Poseidon is. Yeah, but I know. So anyway, they go into a honey ad.
Mm-hmm. Honey.
You love honey.
No, not really.
You don't love like honey that you put on your acai bowl? Acai bowl?
What?
Acai bowl.
Yeah, it's
acai bowl. Acai, right?
It's either acai or acai, depending on how you want to pronounce it, but who gives a fuck? But the app Honey that they're talking about, I actually tried to use it. I still have it installed as on my Chrome.
Hold on. Let me bless myself.
Okay. But yeah, Honey is an app or like an add. Oh, it's an extension on Chrome or whatever browser you're using, and it like scans through a bunch of tries to like find coupons for you to get discounts on whatever stores you're shopping at. And you know, I've had it installed for like I don't know 2-3 years now, and it has yet to give me any discounts. And I shop on Amazon. Yeah, like it activates. I see it, and then it says, none of these codes work. Like, okay. Well, that's a fucking waste of time.
So, anyway. Go ahead.
So David says he wants Jason to invite his kids to the KCA Kids Choice Awards. Sorry.
David wants Jason to the Kids Choice Awards. So David was saying that, hey Jason, you want me to invite you to the Kids Choice Awards.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But David says he doesn't have any more tickets. So since David was nominated, then I guess won, right?
Yeah, yeah. In his vlog I showed him winning, which is dope as fuck.
Which category did he win?
I don't know.
It sounds like David was joking. Like, I thought, okay, of course he's going to give him tickets or whatever. But apparently David really doesn't have
Yeah, he didn't have any tickets. And apparently, like, he fought so that his siblings could get tickets to this. And I didn't even know, like, I don't even know how many siblings he has.
Yeah, this is the first I remember hearing him talk about
it. Yeah, so I was surprised to hear this. But, yeah, I guess he got him tickets and then that was it. He doesn't have any extra tickets and then Jason was like, oh, okay. So, you know what? I'm just going to go on Craigslist and I'm going to get me some cheap tickets. And right before they announce your name and your category, I'm just going to look over to my son and say, you know what? We should just go. That way they don't have to be there for David's award.
Yeah, because he really, at that point, I think he really thought that David had tickets but wasn't giving him
them. Right.
So,
but it was cool. So Jason says that, you know, his kids knew that David was a nominee for the Kids Choice Award on Nickelodeon. And it was cool that I think Jason said that his daughter voted for him 7 times. Like, and he didn't even ask. She just knew and she just did it.
And that's awesome because she's the mean one.
Yeah.
So David said the only thing he knows is he's sitting, like talking about the whole seating being so tight. He says the only thing he knows is that he's sitting behind Jack and Jack, which is kind of cool. Do you know who they are?
I've heard of them. I just don't know exactly.
Okay, yeah, they sing. They're like rappers.
Okay.
They have one song with Timbaland, actually, that I liked.
Nice.
Jason says that he likes Jack and Jack, and they were really nice. They were really nice to him at a party. And that's cool. That's cool to hear that they were. So apparently just because of Jason's age, and that makes sense. I can kind of see that, especially if you look like Jason, that you're with a whole bunch of people in their 20s.
Right.
And they're like, who's this guy? And so I never thought about it, but that's got to be kind of uncomfortable sometimes for Jason. So he really appreciates it when somebody that's David's age is nice to him. He says he's blown away every time that happens.
Yeah.
But which makes sense,
right?
But they, yeah, because yeah, you definitely see, like, I mean, you'll see people tweeting or whatever, like, oh, everybody here is so old.
Yeah, but you didn't put it in the notes. But at one point, David was like, "Yeah, well, sometimes I tell them to be nice to you."
No, it says that.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, yeah.
David says he sometimes tells people to be nice.
Oh,
to
I didn't
Jason.
See it. Sorry, I skipped over.
So yeah, and so then that kind of hurt Jason's feelings. He's
a
like,
little bit. You could.
He thought he was lying.
Yeah.
He's like, no way. Tell him you're lying. Tell him you're lying. And he says, well, maybe once or twice. And then Jason's like, who? Who did you say that to? Who did you tell to be nice to me? And then David kind of clarifies.
David says the exact people.
Yeah, he names two people, and then so Jason's going through his mind thinking about when he might have said it. But then David kind of clarifies that it's hard to break the ice, break him in sometimes because he's older, like at a birthday party. And that he didn't really say he's not really saying, hey, be nice to Jason. He's really just saying, like, hey, go say something to Jason.
Right, and just I make him feel all, included, right?
I think we've all done
that. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's just tough in that the conversation they were having for him to hear it like that, I think. And he was laughing and giggling, but I feel like you could hear it in his voice and his laughing that he didn't like it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But I think once it got to the end, I think he understood because then he realized like he felt the same way. David said he felt the same way when they were at John Stamos's party because everyone was older. He was like the youngest guy in there.
Yeah. So it's understandable. Yeah.
So David asked Jason if he's ever felt like an outcast. And he said, like earlier today when I walked in to do the podcast, I said, hi to you. How are you? And you didn't say anything back. So he felt like an outcast today. But that's kind of rude. But so David asked if Jason was ever in school and had someone stand up for him. And I thought that was cool. He said he once had a bully stand up for him that used to bully him. So that's crazy. Somebody that bullied you is now standing up to you. Yeah. So his former bully.
Yeah. Was that at the point that he stopped becoming his bully?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you can't be bullying this guy. This one's mine. And then you can't
David,
do it.
That's what David said. David said, no, he's my pussy. You find your own. So that's funny. But so Jason's mom got an email. Well, actually, Jason's mom got an email that was sent to Jason from a fashion company with a job offer if she'd go make an appearance at a party for a couple of hours. And so David was kind of blown away that somebody contacted him for that. But that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't say much more than that.
But, yeah.
So they're kind of towards the end. They don't know what's going to happen at the Kids' Choice Awards. But Jason asked what David thinks his chances are to win. He didn't answer that at all. But he said he's always watched it growing up. Just like it was the Grammys or the Oscars.
Right.
Like, I did not watch the Grammys and the Oscars all the time.
Right.
Like growing up. But I think probably because what he's doing now is what was always in his mind. Yes. So those things were probably important to him. But that does have to be pretty cool to go to a show and see all these other celebrities and to be part of something that you always loved. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And so we know, I mean, we saw the vlog and I'm sure everybody has seen it now, but yeah, he did win. I just don't know the category, but
this isn't his first time winning, is it?
I'm not sure.
He makes it sound like it is just because of how excited he was.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure, but he was on stage. I didn't hear the audio too well because I wasn't paying attention, but yeah, he got the slime all over him, and Josh Peck was up there with him and got slimed.
And Josh Peck's the one who gave him the award, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was kind of cool.
So do they slime everybody that gets a Kids' Choice Award?
I think so.
Huh.
It's a lot. It's a lot of slime.
I didn't know slime was still a thing.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it used to be called GAC.
What?
I don't know why.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Ever called GAC.
Okay. I feel like it was. I think it was.
It was never. I was watching Nickelodeon before you were.
No, I really feel like, yeah, see? Okay, never. Oh, yeah, it was, see? It's called GAC from Nickelodeon.
When did they call it GAC?
I don't know, but it's even on sale on Amazon.
Oh, that's like a technical term?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Like it's the I guess the stage name of slime for Nickelodeon was called GAC. I was right and you're wrong. You're fucking stupid.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that up.
How to make fluffy slime inspired by Nickelodeon GAC. Damn, I'm good.
So when did they call it Gak? They said that out loud?
Yeah, dude. That's all I remember. I remember them calling it Gak.
But they were always like, he slimed you, or you got slimed, or whatever. They didn't say you got gacked.
I don't remember, but I just remember it's called Gak.
Well, that wraps up this podcast.
Yep, me being right.
It looks like, yeah, it wasn't your life. But this one went pretty quick. Although theirs went kind of long. When I kept looking at the time left when I was taking notes, and I was like, shit, how can I still have 15 minutes
right,
left?
Right, they stayed on topic for pretty long for this one.
Yeah, but ours went kind of
quick. Yeah, so hope you enjoyed the podcast. Our next podcast will be live, so that'll be kind of cool. Not live, but
There's several big things happening this week, but two in particular. Jimmy Kimmel is going to Vegas, and we're going to Vegas. Yes. How cool is that on the same week? In fact, I think he heard that we were going to Vegas, and that's why he's here.
I'm pretty sure that's the reason.
Oh, shit, he's here tonight. I forgot all about that. But anyway.
That's it. Yeah, this is it.
That's the Views podcast. My name's Mike.
My name's Chris.
Not Jeff.
Why are you so late with it?
Because.
All right. All right. Well, we'll see you in the next one. Peace.